在我们的生活当中，我们都曾经有后悔的经验。
In our lives, we all have had experience regret.
在后悔的里头，我们是很绝望呢，还是仍然充满着盼望
？And when we feel regret, are we hopeless, or are we filled with hope?
在什么时候你觉得很绝望？在什么时候你觉得仍然充满着盼望
？When would you feel hopeless, or when would you be filled with hope?
我想，如果是在主耶稣基督里头的后悔，会给我们常常里头是充满着盼望的。
I believe that if we are in Jesus Christ, we will be filled with hope.
所以虽然我们常常讲到悔改要后悔的这种信息啊，但是这里头总是包含着对将来的盼望。
Even though the message we preach is often of regret and repentance, it contains hope and the future.
在一般的生活里头，人们很不愿意去讲到这个后悔的事情。
In our regular lives, people don't usually like to talk about repentance and regret.
因为后悔里头是不能够再挽回，后悔的里头是绝望的。
Because in regret, you cannot return from it. There is no hope in regret.
因为我们是在主耶稣基督里头所以我们来面对着，我们来谈让我们后悔的事情。
Because we are in Jesus Christ, we talk about the regret, the things that cause us to feel regret.
在生活当中，我们也很容易的来判断所谓数量的多或者少。
In our lives, we measure what is great or small by quantity.
我们对多或少总是会有一个重要觉得它重要或者不重要。
And with the quantity, we measure whether this is important or not important.
有些时候如果是微小的话那真的很不重要。
Sometimes when quantity is small, it is not important.
但在信仰里头常常虽然是少，但是它却很重要。
But in our faith, it may be small, but it is still important.
有一些我们看起来好像是很大的但是神要我们把它看成很小。
And on the other hand, some things we view as great, but God wants us to view it as not important.
当我们被人论断的时候甚至是不对的论断，我们一定会认为这个是很大的事情。
When someone talks wrongly about us, and we may think this is wrong and a great thing.
那保罗是保罗却说到说，他不把这个看作是很大的事情。
But Paul would say that he would not look at this as an important or great thing.
那有时候我们会觉得说，这个是微不足道的但是神要我们说，你要把它看得是很重要的。
And yet sometimes we see something that's not very small, but yet God wants us to pay attention to it.
因为神要我们用信心的眼光去看。
Because God wants us to use a heart of faith to view that thing.
神要我们用相信他的这个心态去看。
He wants us to use a heart of believing to view the thing.
我们请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章第七节。
John chapter 6 verse 7.
腓力回答说，就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
Verse 7, Philip answered him, 8 months of wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite.
当时他们面对着超过五千人的人群。
At that time, they faced a mass of over 5,000 people.
主耶稣跟门徒说，是不是能够有饼让这些人吃？
Jesus Christ asked, is there any bread for these people to eat?
这个腓力说，就是有二十两的银子。也能够买到饼的话，也是不够的。
Philip said here that 8 months of wages, even if you could buy bread, it wouldn't be enough for everyone.
第八节,
Let's look at verse 8.
有个门徒就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈对耶稣说, 第九节, 在这里有一个孩童, 带着五个饼, 五个大麦饼, 两条鱼, 只是分给许多的人, 还算什么呢?
Verse 8, another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Verse 9, here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?
这个安德烈他找到一个人,他有五个饼,两条鱼。
Andrew found the boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
对一个人来讲,或许这够了。
For one person, it might be enough.
但是对超过5000人的群众来讲,这算得了什么?
But for a group of over 5,000 people, how is that enough?
我们常常就是会这样来忽略了这五个饼两条鱼。
And oftentimes, we overlook these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
我们今天早上主要谈的题目是 稍微的复兴,
and today's topic that we want to talk about is a little reviving.
虽然是一点点, 但是它是很有意义的, 它是很重要的。
Even though it is a little bit, it has great meaning, it's very important.
这是在以斯拉的祷告里头, 他所提到的简单的一句话。
It is what Ezra had brought up in his prayer.
其实, 以斯拉整个祷告是一个悔改的祷告。
Ezra's prayer was a prayer of repentance.
因为这短短的这一句话稍微的复兴, 让我们看到他的后悔悔改里头是充满着盼望的。
Because from this phrase of a little reviving, we can see his prayer was full of repentance.
这就是基督徒一个很宝贵的地方。
This is a very precious thing for Christians.
当我们看到那一点点,真的看到了,我们就有希望了。
When we see that little bit and we truly see it, then we have hope.
我们抓住那么一点点,我们所要领受的是超过我们所求所想的。
When we see that little bit and we gain it, it is even greater than what we had hoped for.
请我们看,翻到以斯拉记第九章。
Let's look at Ezra chapter 9.
以斯拉记在历代至上至下的后面 旧约圣经593页 以斯拉记第九章
Ezra chapter 9 verse 8
第八节
verse 8
现在主我们的神暂且施恩以我们给我们留些逃脱的人使我们安稳如钉子钉在他的圣所
Verse 8, but now for a brief moment, the Lord our God has been gracious in leaving us a remnant and giving us a firm place in the sanctuary, so our God gives us little light in our eyes and relief in our bondage.
第九节, 我们是奴仆, 然而在受辖制之中, 我们的神, 人没有丢弃我们, 在波斯王眼前向我们 向我们施恩,叫我们复兴,能重建我们神的殿,修其毁坏之处,使我们在犹大的和耶路撒冷有成员。
Verse 9, though we are slaves, our God has not deserted us in our bondage. He has shown us kindness in the sight of the kings of Persia. He has granted us new life to rebuild the house of our God and repair its ruins. And he has given us a wall of protection in Judah and Jerusalem.
第九章是以斯拉他的悔改的这个后悔悔改的祷告。Ezra's
prayer in chapter 9 was his prayer of repentance.
但是从这个第八节第九节，我们可以来看到一些值得我们学习的。But
in verse 8 and 9, there are a few things that we can learn.
在这里他回想了神的祝福。
In those verses, he remembers God's blessings.
所以事实上,他的祷告是用感谢来开始。
And in reality, his prayer started with thanksgiving.
这是很多古圣徒在他们的祷告里头的开始。
This is the how many of the ancient saints started their prayers.
我们看大卫在诗篇里头的诗，也总是用感谢来做开始。
We see in David's Psalms that he often started his Psalms with thanksgiving.
以斯拉来想到神已经做的一些事情。
Ezra thought about the things that God had done.
虽然当时他们还正在受困苦试炼的当中。
Even though at that time they were still suffering in turmoil.
但是他暂时把这些困难放到一边去。
But he placed these turmoils aside.
他选择从正面来看事情。
He chose to look at things from a positive angle.
所以他发现有这样的一个小小的事情，就是神让他们有稍微的复兴。
And he saw that in such a little thing, the Israelites had a revival.
我们常常所想要的是那种大的。
We often want things that are great.
所以常常一些所谓小的就被我们忽略了，甚至没有看见。
And so often we overlook the small things, or not, we don't even pay attention to them.
这个以斯拉他发现他们有一个稍微的复兴。
Ezra realized that they had a little revival.
好，请我们也参考《列王记上》十八章。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 8.
列王记上十八章。
First Kings chapter 18.
十八章四十四节。
Chapter 18, verse 44.
第七次，仆人说：“我看见有一小片云从海里上来，不过如人的手那样大。”以利亚说：“你上去告诉亚哈，当套车下去，免得被你阻挡。”
Verse 44. The seventh time, the servant reported, "A cloud as small as man's hand is rising from the sea." So Elijah said, "Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you."
以利亚先知已经为了求雨祷告了七次。
Elijah had prayed for rain seven times.
这时候他的仆人来向他报告说，有看到一小片云，只不过如人的手掌那样大。
And then the servant told Elijah there is a cloud as small as a man's hand coming up.
以利亚就说，去告诉亚哈王，赶快离开，将要下大雨了。
And then Elijah told them to tell Ahab that leave immediately because the rain is coming.
为什么在我们生活当中，我们觉得常常没有那个神的恩典像甘霖一样的临到我们？
Why is it that we feel that in our lives we don't have the God's blessing rain down on us?
我们没有看到，我们没有感受到。
Why is it that we don't feel it?
事实上是因为我们根本没有去看到那一小片云。
That is because we don't even see that small cloud.
所以虽然是一小片云，其实它总是存在我们的生活当中。
Even though it is a small cloud, it is amongst us.
只是我们忽略了，没有去看见它。
It is only because we overlook it and we don't see it.
没有这个手掌大的一片云，所以也就没有那个甘霖。
Because we don't have the cloud, you know, as big as our hands, we don't feel it either.
那我们来看这个以斯拉，他为什么能够去看到这个稍微的复兴？
Let's look at why Ezra could have this small revival.
第一个，他很专注于神的恩惠。
First, he paid great attention to God's grace.
纵然是在人来看是小小的恩惠。
To most people, it was a small grace.
他跟这些百姓曾经是在异邦的地方被捆好像被捆绑的那种生活里头。
He was with his people in a foreign land, and bound.
既然是被抓到外邦去，当然就要生活在外邦的这个法律里头。
Since he was taken to the foreign land, he had to live under the foreign rules.
相信这个其他国家的很多的法律，对他们来讲是让他们觉得是很受捆绑的。
And to know all the laws of the foreign land, it is truly a bondage to them.
尤其他们是被以这个战败、俘虏、这个奴隶 来对待。
And they were treated as slaves, and they were battled and as slaves.
所以在这样的情况之下，当然他们渴慕着能够回到自己的国家，能够拥有以前的自由。
And therefore, under that circumstance, they of course wanted to go back to their own land and had what they had before.
但是事实上他们是落在人的手中。
But in reality, they are in other people's hands.
所以他们也只能够每一天都去面对着这一种让他们不自由、忧伤的生活。
And they could only face these things that cause them to not be free and cause them to be in sorrow.
在过去，他曾经是每天面对着这一种捆绑的生活。
In the past, they faced this kind of bondage every day.
但是现在以斯拉他人在犹大地的耶路撒冷。
But now Ezra was in the Jerusalem of Judah.
因为神的恩惠，让有一些人能够回到故乡。
Because of God's grace, he allowed a few people to return to their hometown.
所以以斯拉他献上感谢。
Therefore, Ezra gave his thanksgiving.
请看以斯拉记第一章。
Let's look at Ezra chapter 1.
以斯拉记第一章第一节。
Ezra chapter 1 verse 1.
波斯王古列延年，神为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国。
Verse 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and put it in writing.
第二节，波斯王古列如此说：“主天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。”
And verse 2, this is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says: The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah.
第三节，在你们中间，凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建。主以色列神的殿，只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Verse 3, anyone of his people among you, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem.
这里说到波斯王主动的让以色列人能够回这个犹大地去。
Over here it says that the Persian king took the initiative to let the Israelites return to Israel.
而他这么做是因为神来感动他，来激动他。
He did this because God moved him to do this.
那以斯拉也带着一批人回到这个耶路撒冷。
And then Ezra brought a group of Israelites back to Judah.
同样的是神的恩惠让他们能够回去。
It is because of God's grace that they were able to return.
这是记载在以斯拉记的第七章十一节到十三节。
This is recorded in Ezra chapter 7, verse 11.
今天我们仔细的想想，我们也实在是生活在神的恩惠当中。
Today, if we think about it, we are also living in God's grace.
神将他的恩惠来赐给我们。
God gives His grace to us.
我们请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
新约圣经270页，以弗所书二章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
你们得救本乎恩。也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所乃是神所赐的。
Verse 8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is a gift of God.
第九节
，Verse 9,
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not by works, so that no one can boast.
这里讲到我们能够。得救能够得着这个救恩，本是神的恩惠。
These verses say that we are saved because of God's grace.
神怜悯我们， 世人。
God, has mercy on us, people.
啊，所以为我们设立的主耶稣基督。
And that is why He established Jesus Christ.
啊，主耶稣基督他为我们在十字架上来流血。
Jesus Christ, died on the cross and shed His blood for us. Blood for us.
啊，借着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们能够得救。
We are saved through His precious blood.
哦，也因着信。
Because of our belief.
照着主耶稣所赐给我们的信心。
Because of our belief in faith, Jesus Christ also gives us faith.
我们来领受了他所赐给我们的这个救恩。
We receive the salvation that He has given us.
那这样的一个恩惠是从主耶稣的十字架开始，啊，一直到主耶稣再来。
And this grace starts from the cross all the way when he died, all the way till his second coming.
啊，这一段时间就叫做恩典的时期。
This period is called the period of grace.
啊，我们就是生活在这个恩典的时期里头。
We are living in this period of grace.
啊，那因为他赐给我们的信心，我们来领受了他的救恩。
Because he gives us this period of grace, we receive his grace.
当时的以斯拉，他就是看到神给他们的恩惠。
Ezra at that time saw the grace that God had given them.
所以他用这个，他用这个信心来回应神的恩惠。
And then Ezra used this faith to return to the Lord.
为什么以斯拉他看到了这个稍微的复兴
？Why did Ezra see this little revival?
因为以斯拉他很专注于神的信实。
Because Ezra paid attention to God's faith, to God's faithfulness.
我们请再看回以斯拉记。
Let's turn back to Ezra.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
以斯拉记第九章第八节。
Ezra chapter 9 verse 8.
现在主我们的神暂且施恩于我们，给我们留些逃脱的人，使我们安稳如钉子钉在他的圣所。我们的神好光照我们的眼目，使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴。
Verse 8. But now for a brief moment, the Lord our God has been gracious in leaving us a remnant and giving us a firm place in the sanctuary. So our God gives light to our eyes and a little relief in our bondage.
你这是 NIV 哈。
对。
这个啊，NIV 的那个翻译啊，翻译的意思啊，没有把那个字完全表达出来。
The NIV translation in English does not translate the meaning of the words.
这里是说啊，让我们安稳。
Over here, it says here that it gives us a relief.
安稳就是firm.
A firm place in the sanctuary.
那为什么是安稳的呢？啊，这里说好像钉子钉在他的圣所。
It gives us a firm place because it is in his sanctuary.
好像钉子
like a nail in his sanctuary.
这个钉子钉在圣所。
The nail is in the sanctuary.
其实这是它的描述，但是里头的意思就像 NIV 所翻译的。
It is how it is described, and that's how NIV translates it.
这个钉子指着那些照着应许回到耶路撒冷的人。
The nail refers to those people who return to Jerusalem.
圣所里头的一根钉子，那是很渺小的。
The nail in the sanctuary is a very small.
跟整个被掳到外邦的所有的犹太人比起来，回来的是少数。
Compared to all the people who were taken away to foreign lands, it is a small number.
虽然是少数，但是它的意义却很重大。
But even though it is of a small number, it has great meaning.
这代表着神是信实的神。
It represents that God is a faithful God.
神照着他的应许，他来保守了他的百姓。
God protected his people as according to his promise.
这也是我们今天常常要去思想的。
This is something we often have to think about ourselves.
这也是为什么以斯拉在这些回来的人当中，他是充满着感谢，充满着喜乐。
That's why when Ezra came back, he was filled with love and thanksgiving.
今天我们同样的要常常去想到神的信实。
Today we also have to remember God's faithfulness.
从圣经的这些古圣徒，让我们看到，是的，神是一个信实的神。
From all these ancient saints in the Bible, we can see that God is a faithful God.
我们请看创世纪十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章第一节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节，主对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、户家，往我所要指示你的地去。”
Chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you."
这是神给亚伯兰的一个指示。
This is a command that the Lord gave Abraham.
对75岁的亚伯兰来讲，这是一个不容易去付诸行动的一件事情。
To a 75-year-old Abraham, it was something very difficult for him to do.
第二节
，Verse 2.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
Verse 2. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you.I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
在这一个不容易去付诸行动的事情里头，神给亚伯拉罕应许。
In this difficult to accomplish command, God gave Abraham a promise.
第三节
，verse three.
为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
那我们看亚伯拉罕的一生，我们就知道神是信实的神。
We can see from Abraham's life that God is a faithful God.
照着神对亚伯拉罕的应许，每一件事情都应验在亚伯拉罕的生活里头。
As according to God's promise to Abraham, all the things were came down to Abraham.
今天在我们的生活当中，也是充满着神对我们的应许。
In our lives today, we are also filled with God's promise.
所以我们也要像以斯拉一样，去专注于神的信实。
And we have to be like Ezra and pay attention to God's faithfulness.
神应许将他的灵来浇灌我们。
God promised to give His Spirit to us to guide us.
所以从五旬节圣灵降临之后，这个应许就在我们的生活当中。
And then from the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has been amongst us ever since.
所以我们每一天，我们都可以来发现、来看到这个神的信实。
We can see every day God's faithfulness.
就像保罗所说的，说神的应许无论有多少，在主耶稣基督里头，他都是肯定的。
This is Paul said, no matter how much the faithfulness is in God, it is always there.
所以我们想想看，在我们的生活当中，是不是有神的信实的存在
？Think about our lives. Is God's faithfulness in it?
在我们需要的时候，神是不是供应了我们
？When we need it, does God give it to us？
在我们软弱的时候，神又让我们重新得力。
When we are weak, does He give us strength again？
在我们沮丧的时候，神安慰了我们。
When we are in sorrow, God comforts us。
在我们觉得很困惑的时候，神他亲自来带领、来指引我们。
When we are in difficulty, God personally guides us.
在我们忧伤的时候，他让我们很快的能够恢复了我们原来的喜乐。
When we are in deep sorrow, God allows us to quickly return to our joy.
在我们需要来服侍别人的时候，他赐给我们服侍的力量。
When we need to serve others, He gives us the strength to do so.
因为这一切都是在他的应许里头。
Because all this is within His promise.
所以我们实在是生活在神的信实里头。
And we truly are living in God's faithfulness.
只是说我们是否也能够像以斯拉这样子，因为神的信实，让我们心中充满着感谢。
It is only a question of whether we can be like Ezra and to be thankful for God's faithfulness.
为什么以斯拉他看到了那一个稍微的复兴？
Why did Ezra see that little revival?
因为以斯拉他专注于神的美善。
Because Ezra focused on God's goodness.
这个以斯拉说，我们好像钉子钉在圣所里头。
Ezra said that we are like a nail in the sanctuary.
让神好来光照我们的眼目。
And we have God's glory shining on us.
神就是生命的源头。
God is the origin of life.
所以圣经里头也说到说，神就是光。
That's why the Bible says that God is light.
我们要看到神的美好。
We have to see God's goodness.
那我们要努力的来走在神的美好里头。
We have to work hard to walk on the path of His goodness.
过着一个彼此相爱的生活。
And live a life of loving each other.
过着一个效法主耶稣基督的生活。
Live a life of obeying Jesus Christ.
过着一个荣耀神的生活。
Live a life glorifying Jesus Christ.
过着一个信靠神的生活。
Live a life relying on Jesus Christ.
虽然有这个撒旦黑暗的力量好像偷偷的在围绕着我们。
Even though there may be Satan's dark strength attacking us secretly.
但是我们知道神就是光。
But we know God is light.
这个黑暗是怕光的。
Darkness is afraid of light.
神既然光照我们，我们也努力的走在光中，我们就不惧怕这个撒旦的力量。
Since God's light is on us, we walk and are not afraid of the darkness.
更何况，神最大的美善就是他已经将他的独生子来赐给我们。
And furthermore, his greatest act of goodness is that he gave his only son to us.
为我们提供了这个最美善的救恩。
He gave us this most wonderful salvation.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章十三节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切。十三节，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Verse 13, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
为什么说神就是光？
Why do we say God is light?
因为他救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
Because he rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
让我们进入了这个爱子的国度里头。
And brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
我们现在是属于光明的国度。
We are part of the kingdom of light.
我们是属于爱的国度。
We are in the kingdom of love.
以斯拉他看到了这个神的美善。
Ezra saw this goodness of God.
好像钉子钉在圣所里头。
Just like the nail nailed in the sanctuary.
当时虽然只是少数的人。
Even though it was only a small number in the beginning.
所以他用了那个稍微复兴这样的字眼。
That is why he said that it was a little revival.
但是他知道这将会是一个大大的复兴。
But he knew that in the future it will become a great revival.
这是一个很有价值的一个发现。
That is a very great discovery.
我们也要像以利亚那样子看到天上 海边升上来的如手掌大的那一片云。
We also have to be like Elijah when we see the cloud the size of a hand in the sky.
让我们像以斯拉这样子来期待一个复兴的开始。
And also be like Ezra who hope for this small revival.
也让我们能够像以斯拉这样的来专注看到那一个稍微的复兴。
And we have to also be like Ezra who saw this little revival.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
352首。
352.